Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The cowardly bully who likes to bully women and guests physically on his show. A man who'll be remembered as a corporate government shill, Bill O'Reilly, demonized Willie Nelson last night. Taking your calls about the election, Mitt Romney is stepping down. There is no doubt in my mind that there is massive fraud going on. I don't believe for a second that the country wants Hillary Clinton and John McCain. This is the establishment circling the wagons. They are almost identical on every policy, so you have no choice. They're both warmongers. And I've been telling you for, what, since Hillary got into the Senate, for 8 years, that it was going to be Hillary Clinton in after Bush had a stint. She's CIA. She was recruited with Clinton, her husband, around the same time. They vacationed with the Bushes. Fox News has been financing them, having fundraisers for them covertly for at least 6 years. The White House is helping write her speeches and advising her. This is the military-industrial complex just putting in their next agent. And all of that can be found in the mainstream news if you know where to look. Piece here, a piece there. Let's continue with your phone calls, and Larry Nichols, who can really tell you about the crimes of the Clintons, is coming up. It's time for conservatives and liberals to wake up and understand it's a rigged game, a rigged fight, a rigged horse race. Who's up next? Dan in Texas, or is it Bill in Illinois? Bill in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
First time I've called. I've listened for a long time, brought a lot of people to your show. And just a couple quick comments. First, with Ron Paul, big supporter, I've donated, but if he's not going to address the vote fraud, I think we've all wasted our money. I mean, we had a pretty good idea he wasn't going to win because of this, but if he's not going to step up to the plate and start calling these people out, we're wasting our time. And second, on 9/11, and I've never had a chance to call your show before, I tell you, but I was in the Navy. I was an operations specialist. I've been a radar operator. I've tracked aircraft. I've tracked ships. And I know how IFF works. Now, I've heard on your show how they superimpose things on the radars. And they would have to do that because if IFF drops, that does not wipe a contact off the radar. You can still track that contact. As a matter of fact...
Yeah, but they told the public that you can track a bird. They told the public, oh, they all dropped off because they turned off their beacons. And now it's admitted that they superimposed at sometimes more than 40 blips, generally about 20 blips over it. And you hear the operators going, is this part of the exercise? I've never seen so much real world during an exercise.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way it could happen. It would be easier to track because you would have course, speed, and the flight number above all of these other contacts, except for this one that's information that just dumped. And it would instantly raise an alarm.
It would stand out.
What is going on with this flight? Why did IFF codes just drop?
It would stand out like a sore thumb?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You would be able to track that thing. I could track it right now, and I've been out for 13 years. It'd be a piece of cake. There is no way these guys, professional air traffic controllers, could not track a contact that lost its IFF drop. It would still paint on the radar. It would still be there. It's not going anywhere.
And they're flying around for over an hour.
That's what I mean. You're a smart guy and you've woken a lot of guys up, but I knew that day when I was sitting there watching it. I was like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's ridiculous, you know, so... Oh, and I don't know if you've seen the thing in the Drudge Report where they're swabbing people's mouths at traffic stops now looking for serial killers.
They've been sucking blood out of people's arms from Arizona to Colorado to Texas randomly for at least 8 years. This is all part of the police state. The border stays wide open. Enforcement against illegals. They're ordered to not arrest them for no driver's license when they're drunk. No insurance. Ordered to give them bank accounts with no ID. But citizens, you're going to be lined up. Guys in black uniforms are going to march back and forth in front of you. You're going to learn how to be a slave, present your papers. And 26,000 preachers, it's now public, I told you a year before it happened, before it came out, have been recruited to tell their flocks to turn their guns in, go to FEMA camps, take forced inoculations. And they'll probably just pass the baton to Hillary. They'll have an inaugural terror attack they stage, and it'll be pure dictatorship.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Larry Nichols is an individual who has just had such an amazing life. You know, he was with the Mujahideen for 2 years in Afghanistan doing some interesting work. He's going to talk about that later. He talked to Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister of Iran, a while back during the attempted Gulf of Tonkin 2 they tried to stage with those fake radio transmissions. The media later admitted they were fake. It was a fraud that the Iranians didn't threaten to blow up the ships, just made up. And we're going to have him talk about that later in the second half of this hour. But he is credited with releasing the majority of the scandals about Bill Clinton, helping to put together the Clinton Chronicles and Clinton Circle of Power. He worked with the Clintons. But so people get an idea who you are, Larry, go back to the work you did in the government. Then when you got to know the Clintons there in Arkansas, you know who Larry Nichols is. I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but do that for us, Larry.
Well, Alex, first off, thank you for having me on. And I apologize for not being on with you for a few years. But for years, I worked for the government. I was with the Contras in Nicaragua, Afghanistan. Then I got in with the Stevens Group in Arkansas, which is the largest investment group outside of Wall Street.
Well, let's go back, though. Let's go back to, because, Larry, you haven't talked a lot about, now, who were you working for back when you were in Afghanistan and Nicaragua?
The CIA.
And what was your position there?
Well, you trained. Trained people. Trained fighters.
When were you first recruited into CIA?
From Vietnam.
Well, let's go back, because before people know who Larry Nichols is, I mean, you know, my audience has grown so much, and we've got so many new AM and FM stations. What's been, I mean, I'll keep you to the next hour if you have time, Larry, because I want to flesh all this out, so don't rush. Tell us, in a nutshell, the life story of Larry Nichols, then we'll bring it up to the Clintons, and now where we are in 2008.
Oh, Lord, Alex. I was Green Beret in Vietnam. Then we were kicked out of Vietnam for cutting up the little Vietnamese when we killed them, because when you cut them up in little pieces, they didn't get to go to boot of heaven. And when they didn't get to go to boot of heaven, well, then they wouldn't fight you. Well, the people didn't like that kind of rule, so they kicked us out. Then they turned and offered most of us merc work. And from there, went to Rwanda against Idi Amin. From there to the Congo. And I guess just about every war in the world, Alex, anybody's war, I was in. And then Reagan called with a guy back during the Contras, right when Ollie North got in trouble. There was a guy named Jack Zinglob that I had worked with for years. And he called, and they needed a little help, so I went down there. And it was down there, Alex, that Nicaragua was different. My average soldier was 13 to 16 years old. And we were up against 500,000 Sandinos. And there you would go, but 2 hours later I'd hop on a Flying Tiger or Southern Air, and I'd be back in America. And the transition of being in battle and then being back here, that quick fried my brain. Now, I had known Bill Clinton and Hillary since I got them elected the first time. And so my parents, my family, thought it was time for me to get out of the racket of running around and fighting. And so they said, why don't you call your friend Bill Clinton and get him to give you a job?
So by fried your brain, you got what they'd call PTSD?
Yeah. And so I called Bill. Bill said, well, I got a perfect place for you. It's called the Arkansas Development Finance Authority.
And he knew you were good because, according to Terry Reed and others, Bill had been in intelligence quite a while, hadn't he?
Oh, yeah. They all knew about me. I had done a lot of dirty work here for him. I mean, anybody that got in Bill's way, we eliminated. We got rid of them.
Well, you're going far today, Larry. I mean, I've been interviewing you for like 12 years off and on. By eliminated, what would happen to them? You mean arms, legs, head cut off, and then they'd report it was a suicide?
It depended on what they deserved. Larry Patterson, Roger Perry, and I, we would do whatever we were asked to do. Somebody got in our way. Bill screwed somebody, some farmer's daughter, and he was going to go public. He had two choices, shut up or, you know, hey, deal with it. So they put me at this place called the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. Nobody had ever heard of it, and I'd been around government for years. And as you remember from the Clinton Chronicles, you remember the former Supreme Court Justice Jim Johnson, what an incredible man. He testified to all of this on the Clinton Chronicles. And I go there to this place thinking that they made low-interest loans to schools and churches and low-interest bond loans.
I mean, you were a killer. You've been killing for decades for this government, and you knew that people played dirty, but you still thought it was overall for something good at the end?
It's what you did for money, Alex.
So you didn't even think it was good?
I didn't care.
Well, you know what? Folks have heard the Whitewater and the rest of the story, and we're going to tell that and then get into the new, what's happening today, your bottom line on Hillary and McCain staging this whole deal. That's what's most important. And then into the Iran situation. We're really honored to have you, Larry. But then I want to talk about the mindset. Why are you doing this now? Now you come across pretty credibly, and your info's always checked out, and you've hurt the Clintons bad. I mean, if you were doing it for money and being evil before, when did you decide to be a good guy?
When I went to the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, remember, I had just been in a battle in the Buka, right along the Rio Coco. And we had attacked the diamond mine. Adolfo Calero had sent me in to attack the diamond mine in the Buka. And there was a little girl, about 9 years old. And in that particular battle, what would happen when a battle was coming, Alex, people, the peasants, campesinos, would move to enclaves where they'd be safe from the battles. Well, this little girl and her mother were, they didn't make it to the enclave. Well, they had a twin 50, blew her mother into goo. And I ran and picked her up, pulled her over a log, and told her she'd be okay. And I was looking at the little girl, and I looked down, and her eyes went cold, and her bottom half had been blown off. And Alex, I had a daughter, Chelsea. Chelsea and Beth played together. I mean, they were the same age as this little girl. And my brain fried. I mean, I went nuts. So I came back. I go over to this place called the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, right? Thinking I'm going to be the marketing director. Lo and behold, what do I find out? Adolfo Calero calls me, and you remember who Adolfo, the big guy with Ronald Reagan, the big white-haired guy, the head of the Contras. He called me and he said, "We've got a problem." I said, "What is it?" He said, "We're hearing that we're smuggling cocaine through a place called Mena, Arkansas." I said, "Well, that's nuts." He said, "Well, would you go down and check it out?" Well, I ran with Bill Clinton, Dan Laster, Webb Hubble. I mean, you name them. We were all buddies. And come to find out, Dan Laster was running with Barry Seal $100 million a month in cocaine through this little airport called Mena, which was a refurbishing center for the CIA where they changed out planes from one theater to another. And Alex, it was that day when I went home, cried like a baby. And I thought, what if Beth got hooked on cocaine? How could I live with myself? And that's when I made my mistake. I went to Bill Clinton, told Bill what I had found out, that he had made a mistake. Now, I didn't know. See, Jack Stevens was my mentor. I mean, he had picked me up.
Larry, stay there. We got to go to break. We'll come right back with this. We're going to go through the history of the Clintons, and then you always said she'd be president. I remember in 2000, you said, watch, 2008. And, again, Larry Nichols is who he says he is. It's all been vetted by the national media, CIA, the whole nine yards, CIA commando. And I've heard the story so many times from special forces colonels and the rest of it. It's the murdering children that changes them.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten, like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Larry Nichols is our guest. He's the guy that brought out all the big scandals on the Clintons. He knows them like the back of his hand. The mainstream media, from 60 Minutes to CBS, CNN, they've all gone over him with a fine-tooth comb, and it's all checked out. We've interviewed many others, like Terry Reid, who was also at MENA witnessing the cocaine and was CIA, and he just said, look, I'm not going to be part of putting this stuff on the streets. A lot of people said no. But I just wanted to make that clear for folks that everything Larry Nichols is telling you is documented. Larry, continue.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you go to Terry Reid's book, he writes in his book when he and I finally met that he had never looked in the eyes of such a cold-blooded killer. Now, folks, if you think I'm here telling you I'm a good guy, you bad wrong. There ain't nothing I haven't done twice. So do you understand that? But when I found out that they were smuggling cocaine, I went to Bill, and I said, Bill, you're smuggling cocaine, and I can't have any part of that. You made a mistake about me. I'll do anything. I'll beat people up, break their arms or their legs, whatever. But I will not participate in trafficking cocaine. And that's when I got Dan Lester and Bill Clinton's brother put in prison. My mentor, Jack Stevens, I thought would protect me. I did not know that Jack Stevens and his brother, Whit Stevens, were the head of the Dixie Mafia. So all this time, Alex, I had been working for the mob and didn't even know it.
Well, the Dixie Mafia is bigger than La Cosa Nostra in the U.S., and they keep it very quiet, don't they?
Well, you ask anybody that you know in law enforcement. Pick any mob group you want to know, and they'll tell you there is no more vicious, dangerous group than the Dixie Mafia. Well, here I go, and I come out, and I tell Boo, you got 2 weeks to tell the truth, or I will. Next thing I know, I read in the paper. Then I find out my dad's dying of cancer. Well, then it comes out in the paper that a state employee, this is all documented, folks, a state employee was fighting for the Contras. And for 6 months, the media just had a field day with me.
So they were destroying your character.
Destroying my character, which I deserved.
And blowing your cover.
Blowing it. Hey, look, I deserved it. I deserve everything I get. January the 16th, 1989, I was sitting in the chair I'm sitting in right now. Daddy was dying of lung cancer. People would walk plumb across the other side of the street in this town to not even have to be near me. The neighbors wouldn't let their children play with my daughter. See, they thought I was a mild-mannered businessman. And I reached out, touched the floor, and I said, God, can't get any lower than I am. So, I'm at the bottom. I don't know what to do. Now, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell any of you, you know, he burned the bush. Matter of fact, I wanted him to run something across screen, you know, scroll something across the bottom of the screen telling me what to do. He didn't. The next morning, I woke up and I knew what to do. And that was to tell the truth. But now to fight them, you had to be careful because these people would kill you. You know, I lost 52 witnesses that I had scheduled to testify to Ken Starr and to all the others that died of suicides, shot themselves in the back of the head with 30-inch shotguns. And so what I did, there was one thing I knew about that everybody in Arkansas knew about, but nobody knew about it like I did because I had had to cover it up so much. And that was Bill with his women. And I knew he was running for president, so I knew if I could just stay alive, Alex, if I could keep the mob from killing me, until he announced he was running for president, then the national media would just swarm in here. And, man, I'd just show them all the women that he'd been screwing. You know, because remember of old Hart, Gary Hart, and it'd be over.
Larry Nichols, stay there. Long segment coming up. I want to bring it up to date. The whole history and then up to date. He'll be with us into the next hour right here on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Larry Nichols joins us from Arkansas. He's the guy that blew open Whitewater, Sexgate, all of it. The Clinton Chronicles and other films. People that would see Clinton with Jennifer Flowers would have their legs and arms broken by the state troopers. The Clinton death list began to rise. We've gotten up to that point, Larry Nichols. Continue, please.
Well, so I stayed alive, kept it going. He announced, "So I brick Jennifer Flowers." Well, nobody believed me. They had already used the Stevens. You see, back then, Alex, people didn't believe that the media, the national media, was controlled in those days by about 50 different corporations. Now it's five. They had already gotten to them. And so the national media would come in, check me out like a, you know, like whatever. Then they'd find out it's true. The reporters would go back just with stories they could not believe. And the editors would spike them, would let them run. Well, then there was a guy from Star Magazine, Stephen Edwards, left a little card in my mailbox. He said, "I believe there's more to your story than what's been told." And so that's when it started. I told him the story. We broke it in Star Magazine. They denied it. Now, most of y'all will remember this to show you how far back I go. It was during the Super Bowl. And I was there with Steve Croft, And there was Bill and Hillary during the Super Bowl. And that was when Hillary said she wasn't just baking cookies like, you know, Tammy Wynette. Where they denied Jennifer Flowers. Well, then I broke the story about Paul Jones. Well, nobody believed that. Well, then I met Alex Jones. And I met talk radio. Nobody would touch me. And all of a sudden, talk radio started picking up on it, saying, my God, this, and this. Can you prove this? Can you prove this? Alex, you remember a reporter from Great Britain. His name was Ambrose Evans Pritchard. He had chased me all over the world trying to catch me. And Ambrose started breaking the stories. Well, then I broke Whitewater. Then I broke Filegate. Well, to fight the Clintons, you had to know them. Now, folks, I'm telling you all this history, thanks to Alex, so that you understand I know how to beat them. I know how to beat them because I designed this campaign they're running right now. We did it in 1986, little Dickie Morris and I. We designed this campaign. Exactly what they're doing. But we kept going. We kept going and kept going. And then finally, I had Mike Isikoff, who was with the Washington Post. And I had found out by this cook named Chuck about this girl named Monica Lewinsky, this little blue dress. And he had taken it to the cleaners. Well, I had paid him $50, and I got the dress. And that's when the Lewinsky scandal came out. But to get to Bill Clinton, the problem was you got to go through his men. Now, what y'all don't know about Hillary, Alex, what you don't know about Hillary, do you know why Bill married her?
Why?
Her father, Hugh Rodham, was the head of the mob in Chicago. He had a partner named Dan Rostenkowski. And it just so happened that Dan Rostenkowski happened to be the head of the most powerful House Ways and Means Committee in Washington.
Larry, your phone's ruffling. Can you get it up close to your mouth?
All right. He was the head of the House Ways and Means Committee.
And he later did have to leave because of corruption scandals, bribery.
Well, yeah, I put him in prison for 2 years. Well, then they appointed Webb Hovell to Attorney General because everybody else they had appointed Attorney General they knew I'd get because I'd already put Jim Guy Tucker in prison in Arkansas. But then I got Webb Hovell, put him in prison.
Now, let's go back, though. Let's talk about the Vince Foster murder. Let's talk about the Clinton death list.
Well, I'll get to that. So we leveled the playing field. Now the Clintons are vulnerable, all right? Now they're vulnerable. There was a guy named Jerry Sieper from the Washington Times. And I had a story where I had caught Vince and Hillary screwing. I had bugged the governor's mansion with the full intention of catching Bill screwing Miss Arkansas. Well, that night, he kind of shafted us, and he went to another house, and Vince came over to Hillary's, to the mansion. And so I had this tape. Well, I played it for Jerry Sieper. Now, at that time, I had nothing against Hillary. You know, my feud was with Bill Clinton. You and I talked about it a lot. Vince thought that tape was fixing to be aired in the Washington Times. Now, folks, I have no idea. I have no idea somebody killed Vince Foster if he killed himself. But from the stuff that I got from Star, Ken Star, because I had more information than anybody else, the autopsy was obvious. He didn't die in Fort Marcy Park. And if he didn't die in Fort Marcy Park, then somebody moved the body.
And then we have Hillary with the all-night cleaning crew doing all the carpets. And we have it being a different caliber gun left at the scene than what shot him in the back of the head. All of that.
Well, you got another little problem. Hillary was in California. And when she found out, she supposedly flew back to Washington to be with Vince's wife, right? Well, I actually have the fuel certificate from Central Flying Service. She flew back to Arkansas. And I actually took Jerry Sieper to the Rose Law Firm and caught two guys taking boxes marked VF to be burned. We caught them. We got them. And that's why I've said to people, Hillary's gonna make it. Let me just tell y'all now, we're reliving 94. Remember when all the stuff with Bill hit? And remember, Alex, when all of the Republicans, all they did was just morph the long incumbent Democrat head into Bill Clinton, and then they won, and the Republicans took control of both houses?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
There was no way that year, no way Bill Clinton could have won again as president, except for one thing, Bob Dole.
Yeah, they ran a weak candidate against him.
Now you see John McCain. Now, folks, the thing that you need to be the most afraid of, and you better be afraid. Bill Clinton is an inch deep and a mile wide. He's just a good timer, just a good old boy. He didn't believe in anything. Didn't care about nothing except women, drugs. That's all he cared about. But now when I met Hillary, I met her. She was wearing muumuu, one-rim glasses, had not taken a bath, did not shave under her arms or her legs, wearing sandals, and was carrying a card saying she was a proud member of the United States American Communist Party. She believes what she believes. She is what she is. And it was all scheduled that Bill would run. They would wait, and then she would run. Now, somehow Bush ended up in there that second term, but that was over the war. But where everybody gets confused, Alex, is a group that we used to call the Puppet Masters. I've been a part of destroying more countries than most of y'all even know ever even existed. And these puppet masters control everything. How do you think the Clintons come up with all this money? And who do you think controls the war in Iraq? Maliki has asked Bush twice to leave. Leave. They've got security under control. My God, that's the third richest oil reserve in the world. They've got the fighting among the factions stopped. But we ain't leaving. We ain't leaving.
Larry Nichols, stop right there because there's so much I want to go over with you. We know that Oklahoma City was a staged event. We know 9/11 was a staged event. We know that no matter what party it is, they keep building up the secret police apparatus. You, like E. Howard Hunt, have the job of overthrowing nations and running black ops squads. and you know, very similar type background, coming out of Special Forces and then into the intelligence, and you know, being a boots on the ground commander. Here, it's like a slow motion 30-year takeover instead of a 1-week takeover like Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador or Iran. They're building camps. They admit it. They've militarized the police. They've tripled the number of cops. They're brainwashing everybody. They're putting up cameras, coming in with national ID cards. I want to go over their global geopolitical plan. You talked to the Iranian prime minister.
Iraqi
prime minister. Excuse me. Last letter different. I tend to get that wrong. You talked to the Iraqi prime minister.
I've talked to him in Iran.
Okay, but let's just stop right there. Well, I know you talked to the Iranians and the Iraqis. That's what I've seen in the press reports. But let's just back up here before I get into that. And before you get into that, what will happen? What do you predict? Because you predicted it in the past. Everything you said came true. I think Hillary will have an inaugural terror attack to make us all love her and to be able to really launch martial law. They won't call it that. I know they've recruited 26,000 preachers to tell their flocks to turn their guns in, go to FEMA camps, take inoculations. I reported that over a year with the secret documents we got before it even broke in the news. It's now come out in the news. What do you see happening if and when the fix is in, Hillary Clinton becomes president?
Well, the first thing you got to understand that you got to learn is a thing called social engineering. It's one of the first things we were trained. Social engineering. Y'all being socially engineered, you think you're voting for president. You're not. You're not going to pick who's president. Others are. But the way they're going to get us, Alex, they're doing right now. They're taking American jobs. There's an invasion. My God, man. You were talking before, while I was in the bullpen, you were talking about the pseudoephedrine. Well, they don't even have to worry about that now. Now they got more of crack cocaine coming across the border than you can make here. They're bringing people in, replacing American jobs. When Americans lose their jobs, what do you lose? You lose your home. When you lose your home, what do you lose? Your family.
You lose your independence, and then they can come in with government jobs.
You end up, what? There's a term that they use in social engineering. It's called empowerment.
Disempowerment.
Huh?
They want to disempower the people.
Right, because if you're empowered, you have enough money to control your own life and make your own decisions.
They're always waging war against the middle class.
And they're stripping us down. And we don't have 2 years. This thing's over in 2 years, buddy.
I agree. We'll be in total martial law.
Yeah, I mean, and what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Who are you going to go to? There's one way to beat them. There's one way to beat him.
I want to get into your solution, but fleshing out the type of individual that Hillary and the puppet masters that control her are, the puppeteers, predict. If she gets in, then we'll talk about trying to stop her, but if she gets in, what do you predict she'll do?
Well, the first thing she'll do is she'll carry on, and you'll know no difference between George Bush and his administration and the Clinton administration. You'll see none. Look, does it not make sense to you that since today's statue of Hussein fell in Iran, in Iraq, that the oil companies have made the largest quarterly profits in the history of the world? I mean, does that not make some sense to somebody?
By shutting off the oil supply, they create artificial scarcity.
Now, nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change. The only difference is Hillary will be the boss. Now, when Hillary gets to be the boss, we're going to go back to the old Clinton days in Arkansas. You cross them, they'll kill you.
You know, I've noticed with Bush, he tends to just let people run around and attack him. He's got the hubris to ignore it. But the Clintons, they pay attention. They like to kill hundreds, don't they?
I guarantee Bush will just let you run around and say what you want to. He doesn't care. You cross Hillary, and you'll not live to see tomorrow. And that, then they'll do what we're trying to do, get you when you're young. See, if they think you're about to start talking bad about them, you're going to have a car wreck.
Well, that's why Jennifer Flowers was on Hardball, what now, 8 years ago, and he said, well, so you're saying Bill Clinton's killing people? And she said, yeah, they've killed over 100 people. Clinton Douglas. He said, well, why are you still alive? And she said, because I'm talking.
She's alive because of one thing, and she will tell you. Because she hated me for a week or two. But she'll tell you today that the reason she's alive is because I made her come out and talk. Susan Coleman, I had her fixing to come out. And she waited a week. And they killed her.
Let's talk about how they killed her when we get back. Talk about how to stop the Clintonistas with our guest, Larry Nichols, former CIA Black Op Commander.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of 4. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Larry Nichols is our guest. He broke the first big Clinton scandals and many of the others. They haven't killed him because he's so prominent. Isn't they haven't tried as well. You know, so many dumb liberals think that they are just so sweet and kind and loving. I mean, you've been there. It's even mainstream knowledge they have a lot of people killed. Tell us about this poor young lady.
Well, Susan Coleman worked as the nanny at the governor's mansion. And Bill Clinton raped her twice. And I got her to come out. Chris Ruddy. If you'll remember Chris Ruddy, he was with the Pittsburgh Tribune at the time. I had her fix him to come out. And she was going to come out that Friday. she backed out. Well, that weekend they found her dead. Now, somehow she had taken a .380, shot herself in the back of the head, and killed herself. Well, when we broke into her apartment, she shot herself, supposedly, just imagine this, she shot herself in the right temple. You with me? Sitting on a couch. To the left of the couch was the wall between the living room and the kitchen and the apartment, right? Where would that bullet end up?
Tell us.
It would end up in that wall right there to the left of the couch, wouldn't it?
Yes.
We found the bullet up in the ceiling, 13 feet to the right and to the front of her. Well, then I find five nurses that worked with her, that they had done such a poor makeup job that when they went to the morgue, they didn't want the family to see her because she was such a pretty girl. So they asked the mortician to let them help do some makeup. Well, they found out that her whole forehead, her right forehead, had been made up with cake powder. She had been killed. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, she had been killed. That's just the cost of doing business.
Now, it later came out other women he'd raped. How often? I mean, did he always like to rape them and bite them and all the things he did?
Well, what was the other one? The one in Fort Smith that he raped and beat up. Oh, my goodness. Alex, there are so many. It's hard for me to remember all of them. I mean, you just...
And it's like a bad nightmare. People thought the Clintons were gone. You kept saying they're not gone.
They're not gone?
No.
What do you think they've been doing all these years? They've been getting ready for this day. These people do not live. They're not like me. I mean, they're not like you. They're like me. I don't live for today. By the time the day gets here, guess what, folks? It's over. You plan for tomorrow. And if you plan far enough in advance for tomorrow, then you line up the things that you need to happen so that what you want to happen in the future to happen. And then all you got to do is just make them happen. But you do not understand. Y'all will not understand, and it's hard for you to believe, and some of you are sitting there saying, this guy's full of crap. Is what? I don't care if you believe me. Look, half the world's doubted me, but they hadn't no one of them proven it wrong yet.
Well, Mitt Romney just dropped out, so like we said, it's going to be McCain and Hillary, and they're two peas in a pod. Let's talk about your ideas of how to stop them on the other side. Remember, when Bush first got in office, he blocked Congressman Dan Burton's committee from investigating Pardongate and all the cocaine dealers and people that they had pardoned. So it's all a big intelligence op for the puppet masters, and Hillary is their girl. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.